Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very, very good, thank you. I always feel very awake after that sting because I sort of do a very silly dance to it every time. Yeah. What are we talking about this morning?
I thought we'd talk about a fabric called lyocell, which is a form of rayon.
Okay.
And it's kind of been around for about 200 years. It was invented as a silk substitute.
Right.
And it is made of cellulose fibres, which kind of like imitates silkworm fibres.
So are they like man-made or are they found somewhere?
No, they're actually made out of eucalyptus trees.
Oh, wow.
But oak and birch can be used as well. And it's they chop the wood, like once you've harvested the tree, they mm-hmm. chop the wood into tiny like sort of like 5 cent piece,
right.
piece things. And then they pulp it up with an amino oxide, so it's a chemical, sorry.
Wow.
Still asleep. And it creates kind of like a pulpy kind of cellulose that then gets put into a spinneret, which is like a wet dry spin.
Right.
And it creates, there's a couple of other things where they put some soap or silicon on there and they create fibres and then spun into different kinds of fabrics.
That's so cool. So that's how they make lyocell.
Yeah. But it's also known as tencel, nucel and excel.
It sounds like...
Those are all the same thing.
Yeah, so they're all the same things, but...
They sound like Power Ranger names or something.
Basically, lyocell and tencel are interchangeable because they're chemically identical.
Okay.
But they're brand names because they were, like, released by two different, you know, companies.
I got you. So they're sort of more marketplace competitive rather than structurally different.
Yeah, yeah. And originally they were... it was kind of commercially kind of invented in the States, but it was an English company that actually took it and started mass producing it.
It's been around for 200 years, you say?
Yeah, so it was invented 200 years ago,
right.
But it wasn't ever really mass produced.
Oh, okay.
Not until about 30 years ago. And they think that one day it'll replace viscose, but it'll never kind of replace cotton because people are so attached to cotton.
Mm-hmm.
But
what's viscose made out of?
Actually don't know. I should really know that. But a lot of clothes I wear are viscose, and I wonder if that's a man-made fiber, but not maybe.
I think it's a wood-made fiber.
Yeah, but maybe it's like
similar thing.
Yeah, because the chemicals that they use to make lyocell, they can be repeatedly used. Like 99.5% of them.
Wow, okay.
Which is pretty cool.
So they're quite sustainable in their own way.
So technically it's sustainable in the sense of like how it's made and that sort mm-hmm. of thing. It uses like, I think it's at least 50% less water than cotton does.
Wow, okay.
It kind of feels like silk, but it can be mixed with polyester and other things like that to make it, kind of... last longer. It's also used for medical dressings.
Oh, really?
Because it is way more absorbent.
Maybe that's... Is tinsel used?
Yep.
Yeah. That's where you've come across it.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing. When you like look at photos of it, it has that beautiful luster that silk and stuff has as well, even when it's mixed with other things and sort of made to look more like a cotton fabric, I guess. It's still got that kind of nice little shine to it.
But will it make you static?
Oh, I don't know.
That's you know how point. Like silk doesn't, but
viscose
polyester
does.
Yeah. I don't think it would because 100% lyocell is used for athleisure wear because it's so absorbent and it's actually good for the skin and all that kind of thing. And I don't think if it absorbs, I don't think it could actually get any static happening.
So this is because silk's obviously not super great.
No, well, it's kind of using animals.
Yeah. So is this a sort of an alternative that people could look to buy instead?
Yeah, so there are some companies like there's a British company called Mother of Pearl, which is probably mid to high end, that is now producing clothes in lyocell. People like H&M and Zara are looking to use it as well a lot more. But the thing is that it's now being produced in countries like China, Brazil, Indonesia and the US. And I guess the sustainability is always a question about, like, what kind of fuel they're using to run those machines and all that kind
of
thing.
And who's making it? Because that's always a big thing.
So it was one conditions major like? Company
yeah.
30 years ago, and now there's about three companies.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it produced in a factory, like the workers?
Yeah.
And then what's their conditions like yeah. as well?
So it's not completely 100% ethically fabulous necessarily, but at yeah. least it's got an edge of sustainability. So there's maybe something in that that could be...
Yeah. So like with anything, I think that if you're looking to wear sustainable clothing or... you know, that sort of thing, you should actually find out where the clothes are made, like, you know, who the designer is, are they ethical, that sort of thing. I think it's worth researching because, I mean, if you're going to, also because, you know, we've talked before about spending a little bit more on stuff, you do want to, like, find out yeah. where it's coming from
yeah.
to know that you're doing the right thing,
yeah.
you know?
And if yeah. you can find that sort of stuff secondhand as well, it also changes...
Yeah.
Changes mm-hmm. the game quite a lot. I'm always curious about people who are either vegetarian or vegan and if what their thoughts are on secondhand leather and things like that as well. Because I know some people still don't like it, which I completely understand. And some people are really cool with it because they're like, well, it's already out there and I'm just taking, I'm not giving money to the original source. It's coming from a different place as well.
Yeah.
Text us if that's something that you have thoughts on, I would like to hear 5395, because I am always quite curious about people's responses to something like that.
Yeah, because yeah. I know, you know, both. I know people that
yeah,
will
totally.
Wear, you know, recycled or, you know, vintage leather, but then other people that just won't go near it.
Yeah, which I yeah. can also understand.
Oh,
as
yeah.
Well. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, totally.
Well, this is quite interesting, though, and it's a beautiful fabric, Lyocell. It's quite, yeah, pearlescent and gorgeous, eh?
Yeah, and I think the versatility without being able to be mixed with other fabrics,
mm.
because they are producing a fibre that is then woven with other things, you know? So I think that, yeah, you don't often get 100% lyocell in, say, like a dress, but you do in that kind of, like, it also gets used for toweling and things like that.
Oh. That's kind of yeah. cool. That's yeah. really cool. Someone's texted in to say that their friend makes bags out of pineapple leather. That's pretty awesome. I didn't know that was a thing necessarily.
Well, that sounds pretty cool because I imagine like the threads of a pineapple would actually be quite thick.
Quite thick, yeah, so, quite fibrous. Yeah. yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. Maybe we need to investigate
heartbeat.
That.
Velvet Heartbeat is the name of that person's thing if you want to go look it up, people.
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting. Well, thank you very much, Penny. I enjoyed lyocell this morning. It's nice to think about where fabrics come from as well. I think it's important, especially yeah. in this mass-produced era that we live in.
Well, I always like whenever I buy something, I always look at the tag and see what it's made of.
Yeah, totally.
And, you know, sometimes I don't know, never heard of the fabric, and I'm like, oh, what's that? So I go and find out what it is.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep. Beep, beep.